Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us here on CUTV News Radio. An honor and a pleasure to have you with us today. It always is, with all of the fantastic episodes that we broadcast here exclusively on CUTV News Radio Live. It is 1 p.m. Eastern at the time of our live broadcast. And again, we thank you for joining us. It's also 10 a.m. Pacific. We broadcast coast to coast worldwide on CUTV News Radio Live. So we welcome our global audience to the broadcast today. We also archive our shows so you can hear them all on demand as well, which is quite exciting. We are very excited to welcome Catherine M. Weiss. She's an exceptional transformation coach, leadership trainer, and author of the book Dare to Trust. She's joining us for the next 30 minutes exclusively live here on CUTV News Radio. You know, leaders are undeniably indispensable for the proper functioning of any organization, from nonprofits, companies, corporations, to agencies. But what qualities and skills define an exceptional manager, mentor, or boss? In order to direct people to greatness, leaders are also needed to be guided by an expert to help them understand the value. They need to be guided to understand the value of how every facet of their character essentially affects how well they guide others. This is where Catherine Weiss comes in. She's about creating awareness to assist her clients to acquire empowerment from within. So subsequently, leaders are facilitating a congruent and aligned self-expression of who they are, following their strategic and tactical pathway to the manifestation of the aspired vision in business. That aligns their authentic self and how they represent their company. And this directly links and determines what the company is able to achieve. Having studied pharmaceutical science and worked in leading positions in top-notch healthcare companies and governmental agencies for nearly two decades, Catherine recognized the importance of exemplary leadership to expertly guide employees to run a successful company. Her enthusiastic passion for business and taking care of people in a healing sense led her to becoming an authenticity guru and a business coach. She says it's really based on the self that leaders find their true authenticity. Executive presence is reflected in the person's character, but it starts with integrity and a clear path of what they seek to achieve. Now, through Catherine's ingenious coaching clients, she is able to really allow them to be touched by the discovery of their inner strength, their resources, and their wisdom. And that excels their leadership path and ultimately shapes their career and their business ventures as well. She has diligently studied numerous theories, but she's also firmly guided by alignment of who you are in your body, what you feel, your profound level of knowledge, and where you're linked into the universe. It's absolutely critical for individuals to stay true to their hearts, bodies, and belief systems. She says her job is to support leaders' development and help them aspire their desires and goals while being herself, rooted and expanding wisdom and experience. She's really incredible. Her mantra is, dare to trust who you are and follow what you manifest. And that is a beautiful mantra to have. We're so excited to have Catherine Weiss to our show here exclusively on CUTV News Radio Live. Catherine, all the way out in beautiful San Jose, California. Catherine, welcome to CUTV News Radio Live. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you so much. And because it's national and some of my friends in Switzerland, I say grüezi, guten Abend, welcome, bonjour, bonsoir, whatever.
That's right. The global audience all are welcome, and you are most welcome. You know, I love to humanize my guests for our audience listening around the world. And I'm always curious about and always eager to know about what makes people tick, what inspires them, what causes them to realize their calling in life and their purpose in life. And for you, obviously, you love what you do. What initially inspired you in your own life's journey, Catherine, to do the work that you do?
Yeah, what a question. I decided at the age of 10 to be a pharmacist, and I truly love to be a pharmacist, and I started to work in the pharmaceutical industry, and by doing so, I really have seen how work, how the work, everyday work environment is so much influencing people's behavior and health and life, ultimately. And I have been through mergers, acquisitions, in a leadership reorganization, in a leadership position, and I just figured out that often the people that are in charge really know kind of like the facts and basis and processes how to make a change, but they are not that much paying attention on the human being going through the change. So I said, you know, rather than being the pharmacist in a drugstore and giving you drugs, medicaments, I want to be the one that takes care of the health and businesses for people going through change, individual people's teams, organizations. And that's what I'm here for, making human connections really value and each human being contribution value, even in ambiguous situations such as change situation, which at the very moment is the predominant state of business, honestly.
That's right, absolutely. How do you define what a leadership coach actually is, Catherine?
I think the first question is, what's a coach and what's a consultant? Often people are calling me and said, I need a leadership coach, but what they basically want is that I teach them how to be a leader. And that's not coaching. Leadership coaching is really going on the path to generate insights in what the person has and brings to the table in front of this tremendous gift of being in charge of people, honestly. I perceive it as gift and an honor to be so. So, and leadership coach really is kind of like a sounding board or a truth teller in current times to leaders where not many people dare to tell them what's really going on. And by reflecting together with the leader in what they want to achieve for the business, how aligned are they, how congruent, how much integrity can they show every day in their personality while being responsible for the business, being responsible for the people. So that's where I am of support. That's how I serve the world.
It's a beautiful way to do it, too. Your years in the healthcare field assisted you in being able to become a coach. Why was that so essential to your particular coaching approach, Catherine, your years in the healthcare field?
I guess to see it from a so-called holistic perspective, I always have been drawn to the more holistic approaches that are not just going to the symptom like a bleeding, but more like going into the cause of why things are how they are. So digging deeper. And I often now feel that we are really facing a time where we have kind of like a bankruptcy of the soul. And in business, that's often not something that is accepted. So me coming from a healthcare profession, people automatically trust me on a level that I see the whole person and not just the business and the facts and the return on investment.
Now, you know, we talk about authenticity and organic and genuine. Why do you feel a leader must be genuine, Catherine, to themselves in order to actually lead well?
You know, you only can lead when you have a follower. Just a title as a manager or a vice president doesn't mean that the people look for you guidance and advice and are trusting you in what you do. What they more are buying in, being a leader is something where people actually make the decision by the foot. So to whom are they work? To whom are they following to? And they normally follow people that they can trust. And to have trust, you really need to be honest. You need to show competence, if, for God's sake, that's always a given. But you also need to be reliable. And you need to take care, and you need to show respect. And those are really qualities that are coming from the heart. So it is this connection of the heart and the brain. And if you yourself have doubts within, if you are in the right position, if you're able and capable of doing the task, if what you aspire in the business is really feasible, or if you have angst that the company goes down the hill, people will sense that. So if you want to be a good leader, you need to be aligned from within and truly know why you're doing in the business what you're doing, that you are able and capable of being the leader and the trusted and honorable a person to take care of the people you are entrusted with in your function.
Mm. Right, exactly. Beautifully said and illustrated for us. What distinguishes you, from your perspective, from other transformational coaches? And if you can define for us, before you even answer what distinguishes you from others, how do you define a transformational coach? Is it helping people with transformations in their lives? How do you define it, Catherine?
Yeah. Give me
deep
a dollar
question,
for every
right?
answer here. It is about this asking a question and collaborate and respect to get an answer. When I'm asking a question, I have no idea what the answer will be. I approach everything. And that's what a transformational coach is doing. They are not following a certain given methodology or process. They are working together with the client in an explorative manner on where to go. And the shadow worker and the truth teller is something that, as an archetype, you can say is something that makes a transformational person really doing. We are daring. We are daring to ask those questions where there is silence at the other end. Either silence because it hits the nail to the top, silence because they have never even thought about in that direction, silence because a deep emotional well comes up. And that's about holding that. That's something that I'm really good in, asking questions and holding whatever comes. Secondly, for me, what makes me really going is complexity. Having worked in so many different organizations, traveled around the world, being in so many cultures, I really get thrilled when it gets complex. When a lot of people said, whoa, 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 stop, that's getting too complex, I'd say, yeah, go on, it's getting complex, finally. So having these vice president CEOs really as a counterpart, and they start to say, you know, I have this, and I have this, and I have this, and I have this, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it. That's also when they say, really, you understand that? I said, yeah, I follow your fruit. That's good. So,
Yeah, that's I love the way you describe it all, because I almost feel like I'm there with you. It's again, when you're really able to break things down in the way that you do, I mean, obviously, you're a transformational coach, but you're an excellent leader yourself, because you have the ability to inspire and motivate other people and even sometimes help them achieve their own healing from within, which is all part of it as well. What qualities, in addition to those things that you already have, Catherine, what additional qualities would you say make an excellent leader?
For me, an excellent leader really leads with the connections of the heart and the brain. So they are focused on getting the results. They are deeply rooted in the values that they themselves, as well as the company they are working for, are having. They support the people in a way that the people feel appreciated, cared for, and they also are willing and daring to stretch to make change happen, to get out of the comfort zones themselves and living with this ambiguity. A true leader for me is really someone that heads the game, and not just sits in a chair, comfy in a boardroom, and lets the other work. For me, you have to really, in a visionary way, you have as a walk the talk leader, lead the way. You have to be there for the people and lead the way. And you have to lead yourself and your family. So it is really something about being assertive, but at the same time, have a humility to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. How are your sessions tailored to your clients? I know it's not, you know, one size fits all or cookie cutter approach. You customize your sessions for your clients. How do you go about doing that? What are those sessions like when you tailor them for the specific clients that you're working with, Catherine?
Yeah, I ask several questions. The first is always, where do they want to go? And then I ask, where do you think you are? And what kind of resources, time, money, if I work with organizations, people, men, hours, are you willing, able to invest? And based on that, I start working out on what's feasible and not feasible. And for me, it's really honoring the systems and the resources that are already there. You know, with some people I work face-to-face, with some I work on telephone, for some I fly in, some are coming to me. But it's always a partnership, I guess. And sometimes I have assignments that are maybe, if it's a one-to-one coaching, it's maybe 10 hours. Sometimes it's 3 to 6 months. I have clients that I'm now working since 3 years, but they may call me 3 times in a year to get some sounding. It all depends. But what I'm truly always am is there for the person. And I listen to where they are at the moment. And I work from there. I work from where they are. Sometimes I also have to say, that's why I said, where do you think you are? Sometimes I have to make them aware that where they think they are is not where they really are. Maybe they are far ahead. Maybe they are far below where they think they are. That's mostly the most hurtful part of the work.
I would imagine, yeah, it can be very, very difficult. How can leaders, would you say, Catherine, relieve themselves from, you know, some of the pressures they face in day-to-day management positions?
Admit that they are human beings and that mistakes belong to the system of being a human. No one is perfect. So many people really struggle because they have perfectionism as one of their inner mantras, because that's maybe what they were told when they were growing up. Because you get praise when you get when you're winning, you get praise when you have A grades. For me, it's really one of the key things that I've seen with a lot of leaders. Once they realize that they not only have a head, but they also have a heart and a body, and that there are emotions involved, and when they find a congruent way of aligning all the minds, kind of like the spiritual mind, the brain mind, the cognitive mind, the emotional mind, the feeling mind, and the body, if they find a way to spend time regularly spend time. It could be 5 minutes a day, or it could be 1 hour in a week, but that already helps to readjust of, yes, I am a human with a heart, with emotions, and not just a machine that is running to get figures and troubleshooting done.
That's right, yeah. And troubleshooting is something that is a major part of the work that's done as well. Why do you think a boss must be the best version of themselves in order to lead properly? And how do you actually define the best version of themselves? Sometimes people not know what the best version of themselves is, or the version of themselves that they share with the public and with their colleagues might be different than the version of themselves they share with family and friends and in their personal world. Describe best version of themselves and why that's important in order to lead properly.
The best version of self for me is the authentic self. And the authentic self is not every day the same. But even if I wake up and the sun doesn't shine today for me, I can acknowledge that the sun doesn't shine for me today, and I walk a little bit more carefully with myself, which means that I'm not yelling around and just because I'm not in a sunny mood that I replicate my non-sunny mood with everyone else. And that often happens. You're grumpy, you go into the business and baff and fall, and you get that grumpiness further. But if you are aware of what is your current state of the day, of how you feel and how you manifest, and you acknowledge that and you are okay with not feeling so good, that softens the approach. And then you are the best version of yourself in that very moment because you are aware. I'm not saying the best version of yourself is always the championship mode, because that's done every day. But the authentic and within yourself congruent version of yourself is for me the best version of yourself. That's the best I can bring today. There is a funny thing that I just was made aware. You know, when you work with a team, you need to bring the you to the table. And the me, the M-E, is 50% of the with of the word team, you know, T-E-M-E. There is me in there. So if I'm not bringing me to the table, there is no teamwork. And most of the people today work in teams and with other people. So bring yourself, your attention, your awareness to the table and not think about holidays or the loan that you have to pay back or that you have a meeting with the accountant in an hour and that's the reason why you cannot participate in a marketing meeting. No, bring yourself to the table. Bring the best version that you have at that very moment in any interaction. That's, for me, the best version of yourself.
I love the way you define that. That really, it sets the stage for people listening, too, who might have been searching for the best version of themselves and perhaps don't feel that they've been sharing that with the world. But how beautiful it is when you are confident enough to do that. And I'm sure part of your work is helping people get to that stage of being confident enough to share their best version of themselves. Even leaders themselves who are in management positions as the leader, the boss, the CEO, whatever it may be, might have trouble personality-wise expressing the best version of themselves. So part of what you're doing is allowing them, giving them the space and the encouragement to do that, which then people gravitate towards. There's that law of attraction, I think, that sweeps in when people are realizing they're dealing with authenticity, which, again, makes everything much just more connective and productive, successful, and real, and people like to be around that. You know,
yes.
There's something called heart-based leader.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, go ahead.
I just wanted to say I'm very much engaged in the last few years with the with the methodology of success factor modeling, and that model, the passion, is in the center.
Yeah.
And from the passion, then you create a vision and your mission and your ambition, which is linked to your passion. And sometimes I honestly deal with leaders where they are just doing the job, but what they are doing is not at all in line with what they want to see manifested in the world. And then it is just a job. But if you really have high responsibility, you need to be able to align your vision, what you want to achieve in the world, with what the company is doing. And then it gets authentic from within, and then you perpetuate this attraction, as you just say, you know, and then employees want to stay and contribute, and then themselves not only see it as a job. It's the most tricked thing for me, the most, to go into a company where everyone just does the job and no one has a spark of passion in what they do. That's really sad. So I want to change that. I want to get the passion uplifted and the heart connections uplifted in the business world. And
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a big mission, I know, but I'm on for it.
But no, it's a, right. It's a beautiful mission to have, and one that I think is a positive approach. Absolutely. If folks are listening to us right now, Catherine, you have this book called Dare to Trust. First of all, how can they get a copy of that? But also, tell us a little bit about the book. What inspired you to write that book, Dare to Trust?
Oh, yeah, that's another aspect of mine. That's more the healer. The Dare to Trust book has the subtitle Spirits at Work. I'm also a shamanic healer and on the path of getting into my shamanic practice. As a lot of people know who are based in the U.S., indigenous people are going through initiations. And the book has written itself. It has kind of like two parts to it. It has the messages from the spirits, which are channeled messages. And I hope I'm now not goof up everyone that is listening. How can a leadership coach channel messages from spirits? But that's the authentic self I am. And then the other part is kind of like moments of my life that show how you can live a trusty and a trustworthy life, dealing with all those calls of life, you know, being a leader, having had these difficulties, not knowing where to go, and trust to, it has a reason why things are, and that's the major thing. The book is available online. You can buy it in Barnes & Noble, or in Amazon, or direct at Balboa Press. It's available as Kindle ebook. It's not that much a leadership book. It's more like aspirational spiritual book, I would say.
Mhm. Yeah. You write exactly, which I think is wonderful. Where can they get the book?
You can buy it on Amazon or on balboa.com,
okay,
Dare to Trust. If you Google it, you'll find it. It's not available like in a hard copy in a store because it's not that popular yet. But maybe it will be after that show.
That's right, absolutely. And the website for your company, and that is beachtig.com. I'll say that again. I'll spell it out. beachtig.com is the website for the company. And this was really a pleasure. And I thank you very much for joining us on the program today, Catherine. You are very inspiring and empowering and encouraging. And we wish you continued success in everything you're doing. And I hope we get a chance to chat some more down the line as well and learn more about maybe some success stories and other. Oh, it's our pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day, Catherine, and thanks for being with us on the program today. It was an honor and a pleasure.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Bye, Jim. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye now. Our very special guest, Catherine Weiss. Again, she is truly amazing, isn't she? She is a transformation coach, leadership trainer, and author of the book, Dare to Trust. Her website, EEACHTIG.com. For all of us here, Jim Masters, thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.